off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
You got it.
All right.
But you know, in the long run, it'll always be me who'll come back and apologize.
There we go.
Good evening. Good evening. You know, I was feeling that track, so we're going to have to figure out how to adjust the levels so I can talk over that next time, Dean. But good evening, everyone. It's a Monday. It is a Monday, March 2nd. Man, how time is flying. Had a great time at CIAA. I will admit that. Virginia State University, the females did their thing. So congratulations to the women of Troy who did an amazing job at CIAA over in Charlotte. So I just want to commend them. And we're just loving it. The young lady's name, congratulations to Tiffany Adair, 2015 CIAA's Women's Tournament Most Valuable Player. And she's from Virginia State University, so kudos to that. Just had to throw that in there. It's Monday, it's 8 p.m. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. We are talking tonight to two powerhouse women who have come together and formed an event planning company in Atlanta, Georgia. The ladies also work, and one of them I know for sure, she serves her country very well in the U.S. Army. Keisha James is with us tonight, as well as her partner, Narissa. Narissa is also a part of Lay Down Flat Productions out of ATL. So without further ado, we're going to find out and talk to the ladies tonight, see what motivated them to start the company, what services they provide, how are they juggling their jobs, personal lives, and this event planning, and where the hell do they find the time to sleep, I want to know. So we're going to find all that out tonight. Plus, you get to talk to these lovely single ladies. Gentlemen, I did say single. 914-338-0659 is the studio line. Call in, talk to them. And without further ado, Narissa and Keisha, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good. What about you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Okay, ladies, so we have Lay Down Flat Productions. You're based in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you could give us a brief understanding for Lay Down Productions, what's this all about?
Well, in your introduction, you introduced us as an event planning, and that's basically where we're going. But our specialty is actually in-home catering. With the event planning as well. You know, sometimes, you know, you have husbands out there, boyfriends out there who want to, you know, do something special for their girl, but instead of taking them to a crowded restaurant, we offer services where we'll come into your home, you know, set the mood for you, doing, you know, nice catering based on your budget and what you want, you know, so set the night off right.
Nice. Now, when you do this, are you coming into residential homes? Are you going into businesses, restaurants? Do you have a preference? Are you guys, open to everything?
So,
how does this work?
Yeah, we do it all. We have three tiers. We do go to residence, which is the in-home catering part about it, and we do one-on-one, you know, just catering for that specific couple or family if they're having a family event and just don't have the time to do the catering themselves. We also do outsourcing catering where we'll prepare the food for your weddings, your parties, your events, you know, anything like that. And then you have the option as well as us just planning your whole event for you if that's what you'd like. It's a one-stop shop where we get everything that you need based on the vision that you have.
Okay. Now, Miss Narissa, you sound like you're a little island. Like what Caribbean island are you from? I hear the accent.
Yeah, I was born in the beautiful island of Antigua, the land of 365 beaches.
Uh-huh. So what brought you from Antigua to Atlanta, Georgia, if you don't mind me asking?
Family, a better life for my kids, so, you know, they can enjoy the life that they were born into.
Nice. And what specialty do you offer as far as cuisine? Do you guys have anything specific, or what's your menu range from? Like, what do you guys, you know, what do you guys offer as far as a menu? And if so, is there a website or an email address that if people wanted to inquire about your services, do you have that that we could share on the Voice of the People tonight?
Well, we could give you a telephone number to contact. The website hasn't been finalized as yet, and we're just putting together our marketing materials. We're actually fairly new. It would be almost maybe like 8 months now. We're fully in operation. We've been doing things over the last 3 years on a one-off basis, and most of our clients have been through word of mouth. So that's what keeps us busy. Mm-hmm. But now that it's getting really busy, we've now taken the company to the point where we're developing the website, all of our printed materials. We're developing the menus. But for now, we have a contact number where you could speak with either me or Keisha directly, you know, getting it one-on-one, very intimate type of setting. And we want to still kind of keep that as well. So you're being dealt with us on a personal level and not through all these automated different things, or you're getting all your information just from a website.
Okay, so what's the phone number they can reach you at?
The main number where they can reach us is 404-828-0660.
Okay. So I have 404-828-0660. Put that. I just posted that information on the Voice of the People. So if anyone wants to contact Ms. Keisha or Narissa, we have the number on the Voice of the People. If you want to know more about their catering services and more about the ladies and their event planning part of this, as well as their catering part of it. So, Ms. Narissa, I want to ask Keisha. Keisha, how are you juggling being a woman that serves our country? Because you are a recruiter still, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're a recruiter for the U.S. Army, correct?
Yes.
Now how, because I know you got to get up at the crack of dawn sometimes. How are you juggling serving our country, trying to recruit some people to come in here and serve our country, and then juggling all this? How are you making it happen?
Very, very carefully. It's a very fine line, and the thing that both of my businesses have in common, recruiting is kind of like a self-motivated business, which is the same as lay down flat, and the common denominator of both businesses service after the sale. So you kind of get to incorporate both of those businesses in the same techniques, and it's all about customer service because you're selling a product in both fields. So they kind of work hand in hand. But as far as time management, it's a very fine line. And that's kind of where Narissa comes in. We balance each other out as far as time management and keeping each other, you know, in the loop. And our schedules have to be really finely intertwined.
Gotcha. Now I just want to ask, what gives you guys the experience? Or could you give some of our listeners some background on how you guys are experienced to serve them to do what you do so they have the confidence to say, I want to use these ladies. I'd like to, if you could expand on that, that'd be helpful.
Well, on my end, I have been catering for almost 10 years. So I have that experience. Also on staff, we do have an executive chef who has served in some of the five-star restaurants in the Caribbean. And he has worked at some of the top universities here in the U.S. as well. And he's our consulting chef when we have, you know, different techniques that we want to try out or someone wants to do something vast. So we have about 10 years experience in the catering aspect. In the event planning, we actually owned a bridal store that did the full bridal planning in Antigua. And that we owned for about 15 years before we relocated here. So we do have the experience of, you know, planning events from beginning to end, going out doing the catering, large and small. So it really comes as second nature, more or less, to us. And then having a degree in human resources as well, it equips me to be able to be very personable and understand the needs of people right off the bat.
You have to be a people person. You have to understand how to truly assess, understand the nature of people. Now, when it comes to serving your people and being in this type of industry, where are you guys going with this? As far as, are you just going to stay within the Atlanta area? Do you have any events coming up at the moment? Can you share with that with us right now?
Yes, we have a few events coming up, especially in April, that we're laying the groundwork for. As you know, May is carnival time here in Atlanta, and it's a Caribbean carnival. So we do get involved in the fetes and the functions, and we're doing the caterings for some of the functions that they have coming up. And we also have private events that we are already booked for as well. So it's going to be a pretty busy summer for us, you know, to get things out of the way. And, you know, as Keisha said, it's time management because we do put a personal touch in everything. So it's not as if you don't know who's coming to you or what you're doing. So we're always at every function, you know, hands-on. That's the kind of thing we're doing. And eventually we want to be a company that people can call us from anywhere and we're able to offer our services to them because we want to keep it as mobile as possible so we can get into more homes and, you know, do more events and as well as streamline the different areas within our boundaries.
So what's the, how long of a notice do clients have to give you before they can book with you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, most times we at least need a week, but if it's a quick event or a very small event, 24 hours is always good.
24 hours. So 24 hours, and if they say I've got a party of 300.
If it's a small event, no more than 10 people, or 10 or less, we can do it within 24 hours.
10 or less, you can do it in 24.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's... anything over that, how long of an...
At least a week. Yeah, at least a week. And it depends on what you want as well. If you want us to do a full event for you that needs planning, you know, you have to give some time. But it's like the in-home catering. You know, you just decide spur the moment you want to do this. We can do it within 24 hours for you.
Okay. And with that said, what do you feel most comfortable doing? Do you do children's parties as well? Do you do, is there an age limitation? What won't you ladies do, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, what we won't do,
you know,
tell you on
somebody
here.
Might say, I got a bachelor party and everybody in there is going to be butt ass naked. Are you going to come? Could you cater my, I'm just asking. You never know.
We've done passion parties. You know, we've done, you know, some really specific parties as well. So, you know, once whatever we're doing, people are respectful towards us and we come in and get our job done, that's all what we are there to do.
Right. Now, what's the, if you don't mind, what's some of the prices? What do you charge, and what are some of your rates? Because here, on the Voice of the People, this is your voice. You're going to be heard, and we don't mind speaking about prices. So, with
right.
that said, how much do you ladies charge? Do you ride? Do you go on a sliding scale? Do you accept credit card, money orders, PayPal? How's that work?
We accept any form of payment, any form. We
any
do
form
do
of payment besides? Do you take checks?
Yes, we take checks because we can run them electronically.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Right,
you got Keisha over there in the middle. What? What?
Keisha, any form of payment, right?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Maybe we can do some bartering, you never know.
So,
I'm just asking, what about those SNAP? What about those SNAP cards?
Yeah, what about those EBT cards?
Yeah, you take those?
Well, that's not our problem there. EBT doesn't allow you to do.
Are you going to the store with me?
No. We need to have a terminal, and they ain't going to give us no terminal to do SNAP.
Well, I think you can only use EBT.
But you know what?
We're serving hot
EBT,
food.
EBT,
so.
But listen, guys, you know, EBT does have the food and the cash side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so just go to your closest Walmart ATM and take the cash and bring it.
Okay. I had to ask that question.
Yeah, because you're allowed to take cash from it. So Walmart doesn't charge for it.
Yeah.
So buy a dollar mint and take your cash back and pay me.
Wow.
What did you say? Buy a what?
Buy a mint for a dollar and get the rest of the cash out.
Oh, buy a dollar mint. You know what? I never thought about buying a mint for a dollar.
You told us this on the second, right? The money dropped yesterday.
But what if you don't get it to the third?
I don't know what to tell you.
Plan the event for the day off that you're sure it's going to be the
party. What if I don't get it until the third?
Oh, that's gonna be
Man.
Some tough times
so they
right
gotta
there.
Wait.
Yeah, they gotta wait.
Okay, so do people? So are people paying you like 50% a deposit, and then at the end of it, do they pay you the remaining? How does that work?
Most of the jobs that we've been doing so far, we do have a length of time that we normally get our monies in. So on signing of the contracts, you pay 50% once you're in agreement with both sides. And we expect on the day of delivery of the products, whether we're doing an event or if it's a catering, we get the balance of the 50 once we've delivered everything that you required.
Cool.
Okay. And so we didn't really expound on what you won't accept. I am curious. Is there any particular event that you just won't accept to cater?
We haven't come across any yet
Everybody.
That we not accept. But, I mean, like we said, as long as it's not a hostile environment or not, we're not in fear for our safety, I don't think there's really anything that we wouldn't accept as far as an event. If we go somewhere and it seems unsafe, we'll drop off your product, we'll set up, and we'll exit the scene.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, when it comes to offices, do you guys provide delivery services to people's businesses in the event that they, you know, hey, some people, they're hanging out at a cigar bar. I used to go to this cigar bar in Buckhead called Aficionados, and this guy, he used to bring over plates. Like, you know, he'd make the plate. He used to have a restaurant. Then he had to downsize, but he was still working out of his kitchen. And he actually used to come and bring, like, you know, homemade plate dishes like stewed chicken and barbecued ribs, different things. And he had a menu, and he would come and deliver it to that business for people that were hungry. Will you guys provide that kind of services for people?
It's an idea that we've been tossing up, but we haven't worked out the logistics for it because we do have some places that we wanted to target that they don't provide like a lunch room. And what we wanted to do was to be able to do fresh frozen in terms of it's cooked the day, it's quick chilled and delivered to you, and you can heat it up at work. But it's like gourmet. So you'd get maybe pasta Alfredo, you know, some roasted bell peppers with vegetables, that kind of thing. So you have a healthy meal, but it's, you know, meaty, and it's right there delivered for whenever you would like to have it.
Nice. Now, as far as desserts are concerned, what kind of desserts do you ladies specialize in?
Well,
what's so funny about that?
Because I am a little science.
I
want
to know the joke.
So, depending on the clients that you have, will create something to suit. So, I don't stick to the traditional dessert. So, we'll create according as we go along.
But if you are open and you don't know what you want, we do make an excellent rum cake, Caribbean rum cake.
So is that rum cake, it's going to get me nice? Or is it, if I have too much of that rum cake, will I feel something from that rum cake? Or is it just like
you
a little
bit from
you
the
probably
smell?
Probably won't feel anything until you wake up.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I might want to get one of those.
That frankly is an adult-only dessert.
Yeah.
So it's a delayed reaction?
Yeah. You get a very nice aroma. It draws you in to want to eat it, and it's not like a regular cake. So it doesn't have all these crumbles, you know, that kind of how it's almost like a Caribbean pudding type texture. But it's actually soaked in rum for about 2 weeks. And as it evaporates with the rum, you add more and more to keep it moist. So it has a delayed effect on you.
So are you telling me that I'm going to wake up with a hangover?
No, you're just going to wake up feeling good.
If you have the cake with the Merlot, they wake up with a hangover.
Goodness gracious. Is this like, y'all need to call that cake Sneak Attack is what it needs to be called. Sneak Attack, and I'm going to serve it to my bestest friend because I just love them so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give it to
that's
somebody.
That's the problem with it. You keep eating it, you have to control yourself. And most time when you get it, you want more. So that's one of our biggest sellers, as a matter of fact. So a lot of people call just
nice.
To order a cake.
Okay, ladies, thank you so much. I'm going to take a quick little break. This is Cy Jones. This is the voice of the people. We are here every Monday night, 8 p.m. You can call in 914-338-0659. That's the studio lines. Tonight in the studio, Keisha and Narissa of Lay Down Flat Productions out of ATL. And they are talking to us about some of their latest endeavors with their catering services, event planning. And the ladies are doing a great job at what they do. It's good to see women empowering other women. Dean Geronimo is in the house tonight, producer Dean Geronimo. Dean, what'd you think of that Most Wanted poster I put up of you? Because, you know, you seem to be the most wanted, you know.
I see you trying to put up a reward for a brother, right?
Yeah.
I see, said the blind man. It's like that, huh?
I know.
Still got to catch me.
Hey, but you always said, you say catch me if you can, so... Maybe if we put a reward out there, they might be able to catch you.
It depends.
They might.
We might split it, and I might send somebody else. Yeah, you know how I do.
Yo, just let somebody catch you, be in on it, and then just like send me $1.50, and I'll be straight.
We might be able to work something out.
All right.
Okay.
So, Gene, where can they find us?
So, you know what? Hold on. But you know what? They got the 2-day-old wake up, eat it on Friday, wake up on Sunday. What kind of cake y'all got right there?
Hey, it's a good cake.
I want
to don't even make it through the night. You're going to finish it the same day.
Really?
They don't make it.
But you know what?
Now, Dean, you might get some of that cake.
Geronimo, would you like to do a sample?
Like a drunken monkey.
But
you
got to remember, ladies. Dean is in Jersey, so y'all going to have to, like, mail him one.
Oh, look, I have sent that cake all the way to Qatar. So that's to tell you how far that cake has gotten.
So, you know what? Yeah, I would like a piece of that. Because, you know what? Even if I eat it, right, I'm still going to be all right. Because, you know what?
What?
I'm going to make it. You know what? I'm going to make it.
So you know what? I think after
you know
the
what
show,
I mean?
After the show, ladies, you can find Dean. He's on Facebook, Dean Geronimo. So just inbox him or friend him so you guys can get that address or information. I think Dean would love to have some of that cake.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, send him some cake. He's a sweetie pie. He deserves to have some sweets. We've got Dr. J is always in the building with us. So I just want to send out a special prayer to our Dr. J. He is going through a few things with his daughter, but we're going to keep her and lift her up in prayer. Dr. Jade is our co-host for The Voice of the People. He is well missed, and he will return, but we just want to give a special shout-out to Dr. Jade. Our prayers are with him and the family, and he will reconvene with us momentarily in a few weeks.
Indeed.
On top of that, just want to say that he's VSU family. This is family from Virginia State University. Always want to big up VSU. You can find us on Facebook, and it's very simple. Just type in The Voice of the People and like our page. Dean Geronimo's on Twitter, and he's always on the run and on the move. So I don't know about him, but I know I'm Ty Jones on Twitter. And then I'm Ty Jones on Facebook. And then Dean is what? I don't know, Dean.
Dean Geronimo, twitter.com/DeanGeronimo. I'm there.
Now, he's there. So, ladies, when they want to find you, where can they find you?
We are actually located out of Morrow, Georgia. So we're in the Morrow area.
Okay, now.
Don't
now, we're
going to
find
bye-bye.
You social media. Let's not even go there with a land location because I don't want stalkers.
Definitely. We don't
so let's find
bye-bye
you on social
at all.
Let's do the social media thing. That's much better.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Nipsey1.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then are you on Facebook?
Yes, at Facebook, and you can reach me at I'm Blessed Hewitt.
Okay. And Keisha, what about yourself?
Oh, we're both linked on that page.
Okay, cool. Okay, so both ladies are linked to the page, and their services are for catering, event planning. They are no holds bars, it seems, with what they can provide, what services they do provide. It seems like they do mobile services, coming to your place of business, or putting together an event for you. If you have an idea, they can reenact the vision for you. It's a matter of you calling them at the number provided on the Voice of the People page and letting them give you a consultation. Is that correct? Ladies, are you with me?
We're right here with you.
Okay, so the question was, maybe I threw it out there too much. Question is, now you're providing mobile services, catering services, and creating a person's vision when they need your services. Is that right?
That is right. 100% correct.
Right. And so is there a certain time frame that they can reach you at this number? Number provided on the Voice of the People page, as well as consultation. Is the consultation free, or do you guys charge for consultation?
No, we don't charge for a consultation at all. We're enticing
now,
you in.
Specific enticing, that's a good word. I like that word. Now, is there a specific hours of operation where you can be reached?
Anything after 10 in the morning and anything before 9 at night.
Okay, so hours of operation for the ladies of Lay Down Flat Productions. You can reach them at the phone number provided for them. Area code is, we have the number in the studio, and we have it on Voice of the People page. The number is 404-828-0660. You can call Narissa or Keisha. And hours of operation after 10 a.m. up until 9 p.m. to get in touch with them about their services, what they offer, and their prices. So are you guys coming up with a website anytime soon?
Yeah, the website should be finished in about the next 4 weeks or so. We have someone working on it for us because even though we try to be jack of all trades, we can't do it all. So we have someone who's taking that aspect over for us to assist us. So it gives us more time to concentrate on our customers.
All right. I like that. And so keep us posted, you know, like us on Facebook. Send us a comment on the Voice of the People page, letting us know when you ladies have created your Facebook page or your website. Please leave me a comment on the Voice of the People page so that way we can share it with others since you have been a guest on the show tonight. Anything else, ladies, that you would like to express to your listeners this evening? You're being heard in the U.S. and other countries. So feel free. I would like to hear from you. Anything that additional would you like to express to the listeners tonight so they know more about you?
We're open book. You know, we are here to help and serve. You know, part of our aim is not only to make money, but as well to give back to the community here and abroad from the island where we're from. And we just want to make a name for ourselves and become one of those companies that people know us right away by hearing the name of the company. So in order for us to do that, we do need good business so we can provide excellent service and build ourselves from there.
Now, are you willing to travel? Like, for example, Dean Geronimo, Dean producer of The Voice of the People, he's with a large fraternity and organization. I'm pretty sure they do different events, and he may need some services. I'm just putting it out there. You never know.
Yeah, girl, I don't
so
even put all my stuff in my bag and a change of underwear.
Okay.
So I'm ready to go at a drop of
wow.
a
you said a change of underwear always have a dip. And a change of underwear. Because you know what? My mother always told me, just make sure you have a change of undies, like you said, because my nana always said, don't leave your house with a pair of dirty underwear because you just never know.
Don't get caught.
Never know what's
going
to go down. That's just messed up. Getting money. My people
you know
getting
what?
Money.
There's nothing wrong with
what?
That.
It ain't nothing
she said,
wrong
have,
with getting money because I love
she said,
money.
Have draws, she said, have draws will travel, right?
Yep. But you know what, Dean? I don't know if women is calling them draws anymore.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Draws, songs, rumors, whatever. She got something to say again, right?
You don't call them rumors either. Like,
I don't. You know
no
what?
Rumors. I'm
guess
not
what?
Calling them no draws.
All right.
I'm calling
check
them
this out.
Some pants.
Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out.
Songs. What?
Okay, you can call it what you want.
They might.
But you know what?
They might even be edible. They might be edible, too. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing, though. When they hit the floor, right? Listen. You got to listen.
What?
Just listen.
No, you...
So we don't care what you call them. Call them what you want. We call it on the floor. How about that?
Y'all coming to break somebody off. Ladies, what you thinking about that? What you thinking? What you thinking?
I think he needs some cake to go with that.
I'm looking at the picture that they got right here on the page. The picture and that song goes together. Oops.
Get out of here.
Good job. We got a couple of people in the building too. You know that, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
We got we got Mark Lee. Mark Lee's in the building with us. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on,
Mark? Yeah. He's trying to get him in. You know the locks on the door got to get changed. Mark, what's going on, bro? How you doing? Welcome to the Voice of the People.
I'm doing good, Dean. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I can't complain.
Wouldn't do any good, would
the
it?
The infamous Mark Lee from the Bull City of Durham, North Carolina. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, you know, keeping busy as always, working on some events myself, you know, because that's part of what I do as well. And then I was listening to your folks from Atlanta, because I know some folks that are trying to actually branch into that market, so they're kind of curious as to what that market looks like, whether it's even worth making that kind of move down that way.
Okay, before you even answer that question, Mark Lee, my question to you is, do you have any up and coming events that the ladies may be able to travel to offer their services?
You know, there's always stuff going on in the North Carolina area, and there's always events that are going on, and so we're always needing those kind of services of people that are qualified in order to help put that together, particularly if they've got those kind of strong PR backgrounds or their strong connections. So definitely, you know, there's always stuff going on. I know that you and some others were just in Charlotte, so y'all just finished going through the old tournament thing, and then folks will get ready to get ready for the MEAC tournament, which looks like Central's going to try to go ahead and take that since they've already got first place in the conference. But and I want to say somebody told me that they've actually cracked into the top 25, so I know that there'll be a lot of people excited about that. And
yeah. Central's doing their thing, but Central wasn't a part of CIAA this year. I mean, right? I don't think they were.
Yeah. No, they
pulled them out.
This year, they pulled out in their Division One now.
Yeah, and that's happy. But let's not deviate from it. So let's stay on the topic. So, Mark, your question to the ladies was, is this beneficial? Is it beneficial for people to enter?
Yeah, I was asking specifically what the Atlanta market is looking like, because I know that a lot of people that have been doing events here around the North Carolina area, particularly the Raleigh-Durham area, have been exploring the possibility of taking either their talent, with their musicians or comedians or singers or dancers, down that way. And I also know some folks that have definitely been looking at trying to even bring some of their event planning ideas down that way. So I was trying to find out how open a market it is and whether it's just strictly the urban market that folks are looking at, or are they looking at something a little bit more diverse?
See, right now, Atlanta is becoming one of those hot spots where it's open completely. You know, any type of event that you're looking for is hosted down here now. The Caribbean market, in terms of our carnival, especially in early April, May, those 2 months are now packed with shows, you know, and activities that are giving, you know, event planners work to do and, you know, different ideas to come up with. So I wouldn't just, you know, put yourself in a box and stay there. It's an open market. Do your research. Look at the areas that you're thinking of. You know, and depending on your pinpoint, you have North Carolina, South Carolina, you have Tennessee, and you have Alabama bordering on one side, and then you have Florida. So, you know, it's up to you what area you want to pick and, you know, do whatever event. So you could take it all over Georgia if you want.
Cool. Yeah, and I know that there's actually, you're talking about the Caribbean Festival, they've actually just did a big one that was in Raleigh. I think it was either its fifth or sixth year, and they just started one in Durham called the Jerk Fest, which actually had a small beginning last year, but they're already planning for next year and planning to make it even bigger. So that's definitely a market that's expanding.
Right,
in this area.
I've been to the one in Charlotte already, too. We've they hosted our island 1 year, and we did the whole get up for them. I think it was 2 years ago they did Antigua.
Yeah.
So we did a production with the Charlotte Carnival as well, and they're getting bigger as well. So, you know, we also try to support the different states once they're doing something within our line as well, and get some promotion wherever we can, as well as promoting them.
Cool.
That's nice. So, do you guys plan to participate in Carnival?
Absolutely. We take part in it every year. We usually do some kind of event as far as catering or hosting when different shows come into town. But as far as playing, dressing up and on the streets, yeah, we're usually in the front line.
Girl, I saw you in full gear, okay?
I have to reference my country and get my cardio in.
I'm going to share that outfit with the people on the Voice of the People page. I got to share that picture. That picture is actually, you were in full Carnival gear, okay? Like, I was like, wow. I didn't know that side of her.
You too.
You got a costume for me?
Yeah, come down and join us. Bring Geronimo. We have male sections too.
Uh-oh, Dean. I think we got invited to Carnival.
Isn't that something?
Now, Dean, his colors, His colors is purple and gold. So are you guys going to be able to accommodate Dean for the purple and gold?
His colors is going to be glitter when these Caribbean ladies get a hold of him in the street, honey. He ain't going to be thinking about no purple and gold.
Wow.
So when you say carnival, what can we expect? What happened?
It is like Mardi Gras to the 10th degree. Our Atlanta Carnival actually starts on the Wednesday before. The 23rd is the actual parade, but the Wednesday before, it kicks off with what we call Army Fet. You come in your military combat gear, and you just party and have a good time. There's an event on Thursday. Then we have what's called Juve on Friday. Juve in the Caribbean is typically done early in the morning, but because of logistics with the Atlanta area, they do it at night at the not Turner Field. What's that?
Morris Brown
College Stadium. So they do that late into the night to early morning, and then you kind of go home, get breakfast, and you get ready for the parade on Saturday. That includes, we have about 15 different mass troops, and they're all representing different countries, different islands, different costumes, and everybody just comes down the street. It's music, it's dancing, you're drinking, you're eating, you're just celebrating the culture and showcasing the culture and the artistry of all the people that put these wonderful costumes together. And it just culminates into a huge celebration in the streets of Atlanta.
Wow. You know what? That sounds like a party. And I got my man on the phone right now. We go back to like 20-something years. My man, D, do you hear this, bro?
Heck yeah. I'm sitting up here trying to figure out how I'm going to get there for.
It's
a real party.
They say play like Price is Right, dog, and come on down.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
So,
let me
I'm
going to
on the Voice of the People page.
Okay.
The Atlanta Caribbean Carnival, correct? Yeah, Atlanta Caribbean Carnival.
That Drunken Monkey.
All roads lead to Morris Brown events. Okay, so this is going down. The Atlanta Caribbean Carnival, all roads lead to Morris Brown events. The 27th annual official Atlanta Caribbean Carnival. It's mass, it's music, it's Memorial Day weekend, and it's in ATL. If you want to know more about it, Ty Jones, the Voice of the People, we just put it on the Voice of the People page. Go and click the link so you can find out more information about the Atlanta Caribbean Carnival. So thank you, ladies,
for
sharing that.
Absolutely.
I want to be down there for that. I just can't. You do me a favor. Just let me know what table is making me a decent plate of oxtails. That's all I want. And I don't want the top of the leather stuff either. I want the oxtail that the meat falls off the bone.
That's us.
Like,
if you have no oxtail, you'll never go anywhere else to look for it. It will never measure up.
Okay. That's what I want to hear because. I was raised by my grandmother, who's from South Carolina, and my nana used to make some oxtails where the meat would fall right off the bone.
Fried by the Caribbean flavor. It's going to feel like we put our foot in it. That's how you're going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you
we're
going to put your foot in it?
Yeah,
well, can you do that just like, you know, have you seen that, hot sauce commercial?
Hey, G.
Y'all a trip.
Ooh, you going to be
What's
in
that?
There for that, right?
Bruh, I might have to walk down there.
I got to get down there for that.
Just might have to go sit out front and wait for it.
And what day is this, dude?
Now,
hey,
this
Geronimo.
Is...
What's going on, Mark?
What day is this again?
It starts right. from the 28th of May. Right up until the 25th of May.
Yeah.
So it's six days
of
straight party.
2 months. Yeah, I'm good. I got 2 months.
Yeah, I put the link, Mark Lee, or anyone that wants to know more about it. The link is on the Voice of the People page. So just go to the Voice of the People page, and the link is there for the Atlanta Caribbean Carnival, ACCBA event. It's their 27th annual official Atlanta Caribbean Carnival, and they have a link that we put up there for you. So we just wanted to share that. Now, ladies, when it comes to Carnival, my question to you, What all can we expect besides good food and music? Like, what goes on? Like, where can we find that good rum punch? Where's the rum punch?
You want real rum punch? The spice
rum
punch?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to look any further. We have three specialties. We have the Antiguan spice rum punch. It's homemade, so we can't tell you what's in it. Just drink it. And then we have
What do you mean you can't tell me what's in it? I just got
to
drink
it's
it.
It's the same way the brush. Hold on, Ty. It's the same way the brush can't tell you what's in it.
Can't tell you.
It's the same way the brush tell you. It ain't what they're not going to tell you what's in it. The same way the brush ain't going to tell you what's in it.
Right. You just drink it.
You just drink it.
And keep coming back for more.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And then the rum cake.
Y'all
some whole thing.
Y'all are on some whole hypnotic stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm supposed to be
you
like Allison.
Too?
You know what? That hot sauce, I hope you do it just like that lady says in the commercial. I put that shit on everything.
Everything.
So.
And we cover it for a year.
Everything.
All natural, so it has no preservatives at all in it. So.
That's what
they
said. The voice of the people is endorsing the ladies of Laydown Productions hot sauce because we put that shit on everything. So we're going to endorse the hot sauce
flat.
For tonight.
And it's not for the
weak hearted. Not for the weak hearted. And we put that shit on everything. So we're going to say that. How about that? That is what's going on. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. We have the lovely ladies. These are island women, beautiful. And I believe they're both single. Single ladies doing a thing in Atlanta, Georgia. They have a catering and event planning company. Beautiful black women. One serves our country in the military.
That's us.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
you know what?
She's a beautiful sister, and I want to just commend her for, you know, stepping out there on faith and becoming an entrepreneur. Narissa is a beautiful sister. I'm sure I will definitely meet her. And thank you for the advice, Keisha, which was maybe we need to do, and I think I'm going to take you up on that offer. Like for the voice of the people, I'm going to have to get Dean Geronimo to bring his behind and the missus and the kids and come down to ATL. And they just
we're not
to
bringing kids.
Live.
Oh, we can't
kids,
bring
you
kids.
You and the missus?
Not right. Taking Ty. Field trip. What's going on
Ty.
With that?
Yes.
Ty?
Yes, ma'am.
I have two words that will get Dean to Atlanta really, really quickly. He'll probably get here before you.
What's that?
White Hennessy.
I just got some. Yes. Yes, because they don't sell it over here.
Sure don't.
Not at all. Not at all.
And you know what they're not selling to you guys up top that I have to say I do like? I like that yes. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire. I have to say I love it. Tennessee Fire.
Good.
Jack Daniel's. Tastes like cinnamon, and I can drink it on the rocks by itself. I'll take it to the head. That's my drink of choice.
Jim Beam makes an all right flavor of it as well, but the JD, nothing tops that one.
JD,
do y'all have erotic liquor down there?
You can find some in some Jew joints. You might go to the Jew joint and find some erotic liquor.
No.
How about that?
No. You know what I'm talking about? Erotic liquor? It just came out not too long ago.
No, erotic liquor?
All right, big shout out to my man Trey Weeds from my hometown. He came out with a liquor. It's called Erotic. Erotique.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then
and you know what? He always
the website
like
is drinkerotic.com. Well, I'm
just
telling
you
what it
again,
is so you know what to find it.
But I want you to say that one more time and do it nice and slow because he always sounds
right.
like K-Solo
listen.
When he's doing his thing.
All right. See, you can't catch the letters, huh? All right. Let me slow it down for you. It's Erotic. That's the name of the drink. All right. It's Erotique. And the website is drinkerotic.com. All right. Nice little liquor there. Might want to try that out.
So, Dean, can we put that up on the Voice of the People page, though, Dean? Can you share that on the Voice of the People page so people can know about it? I think that would be nice. So I want people to know about, you know what? Let's do this. This is the time that we are living in. Support black businesses. Support your black business owners and entrepreneurs that are doing their thing and making a mark in society, because one thing that I think we don't do enough of is support our own. And so tonight, the Voice of the People is definitely supporting these ladies of Lay Down Flat Productions. We will definitely be purchasing some of that rum cake. I want to continue to share their services on the Voice of the People pages. Keep us posted on the website so we can share, because we definitely have, you know, our homecoming event is coming up. You never know, you might be able to come down to Virginia in October. And we definitely want some of that rum cake, because I know all them grown folks that be coming out there drinking and eating, they will take full advantage of buying that rum cake, okay? So we want to support our black business owners, our entrepreneurs. The Voice of the People is definitely a voice for all people. And tonight, the Voice of the People is choosing Keisha and Narissa. They are our Voice of the People this evening. So we want to thank you ladies for being here. Dean, any comments, or what do you got to say?
You trying to make me talk fast or something?
No, I don't want you to talk fast. You can do it like Usher said.
Slow.
You know what Usher said? He said do it nice and slow. And then Aaliyah said you could stroke. Aaliyah said you could stroke it for me. So that's another form of doing it slow.
Usher said
so nice and slow. And then I don't know who said this best, but you could explain it to them like they're 5 years old. Exactly. Talk to me like I'm five. How about that?
Talk to you like you're five. You know, I don't talk. You know what? You're a lot. So you said do something like rock the boat, huh? I got you. Well, I mean, first of all, ladies, thank you. We appreciate you for rolling with us tonight, right?
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no doubt. And make
yeah,
sure you we got to get some of that cake or something like that and figure out if it's going
to
make us lay down flat. You know what I mean?
Yep. Dean, you know what? But see, Dean's a big boy because he's tall and he looks like, you know, he's a manly man. So
it's
I don't know
like
how many pieces, how many slices, Narissa and Keisha, I got it. Let me guess. Narissa and Keisha, you know how they say how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll? So how many
the world may never know now.
The world may never know. So how many slices of cake do you think it's going
to
take?
Well, there's a saying in the Caribbean that says, small axe chops big tree. So, what I have is how you could use it.
Wow. You know what?
I hear that.
I see. So you know what? Since that sounds like maybe a challenge or maybe a threat. I don't know how to take that one. But you know what? It's good. It's good. I'm going to have to sample that cake. But you know what?
I think it was a threat.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean,
she said it nice and calm, bro. She said it nice and calm, like, you know what?
She did.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
She did.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to be careful with that. I might wake up next Sunday or something like that.
Yeah, that was definitely a threat. That was definitely a threat, dude. The more I'm hearing about this party, I'm thinking that all of North Carolina needs to come down, so I'm bringing the whole crew from North Carolina.
Bring them on.
Yeah, Mark, you need to bring your... Now, Mark, just let us know if you coming for sure, because we got to look out for the infamous Mark Lee. If he comes into the ATL, Mark, you always know who Todd Jones, so you always got a place to stay if I got a place. So just let me know if you come into town, because we'll definitely be able to try to accommodate you. You should bring your behind to Atlanta, Mark Lee. Bring the crew.
Hey, I got a crew.
And eat some of that rum cake.
Yep, and some of you got some Caribbean ties. One of my boys works at the Aruba Festival, so I know Mr. Owen will be wanting to be down there all day long. And Ray's already told me that as soon as he retires, he's going to put on his Jamaican wig and just retired down in Jamaica. So.
No, he didn't say his Jamaican wig. What are you going to put on?
Yeah, Ray's
and
about
he's trying to put on the dreadlocks, Ray's the big dreadlocks or something?
Yeah, he's about 5'4". He's already told me, he said that after he retires from the event world, he's going to just put on a fake Jamaican wig on his bald head and just retire down there with y'all ladies.
I ain't mad at him. I am not mad at him.
I ain't mad at
he
him
he's gonna do,
I'm not
he
mad.
He said he's going to do his thing, huh? So,
yeah,
so you need a thought from me.
He already told me that. He said, don't even try to find me.
Wow.
Wow, okay. I'm liking so, this. So, ladies, now, go ahead, Dean. What do you got to say, babe?
Did you want a thought from me, or did I get threatened to shut up?
No. I never threatened. I never threatened.
No, I ain't talking about you. You know, it was said nice and calm and peaceful, like, shh.
No. I was actually going to ask you, would you consider using the ladies? Now, you know, this is a random you. You know me. I just like put people on. I'm Johnny on the spot.
So would you consider?
I always do that. I can't help it. I'm nosy. So would you consider using the ladies?
If I can get a piece of cake, some oxtails, and she says she traveled, yeah, hell yeah, why not?
And add some jerk chicken to that for me.
Oh. Is you Mark, you went to the chicken. So Mark Lee, you're going to have to friend them on Facebook. Now Keisha, why don't you tell everybody what your name is on Facebook so they could find you. The ladies, just repeat that or reiterate it, so that way people can find y'all on Facebook, like for the Mark Lees and the Dean Geronimos of the world that want to inbox you, leave you their information in regards to mailing out some of that rum cake.
Okay, on Facebook, we're Hewitt I'm Blessed, H-E-W-I-T-T, I'm Blessed, one word. And the phone number, 404- 828-0660.
Mm-hmm. And y'all are putting all of this on the Ty Jones page too, right?
Is it H-E-W? Yes. Spell that again for me.
H-E-W-I-T-T.
Mm-hmm. I am blessed.
Yes.
Oh, Hewitt, I'm blessed from Antigua State College. Is that you guys?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, I see that. Hewitt, I am blessed. And I just friend requested you guys. And I will share this link on the Voice
Already
of the People
done.
Page as well so they can find you. Oh, look at Gene.
You
know what? He's so fast. You know, he's fast with those hands, so I don't know what else he's fast with, but he's definitely fast with hands. So, I ain't going to say nothing about that, but he is definitely quick with the draw. Cleaning it up like,
wow.
Like
you
Mr.
Gotta
Clean.
Clean it.
I got to clean that up. I will have to tell... I just got to say this. You know what? I'm going to vent for like 2 seconds, okay?
Uh-oh.
2 minutes, 2 seconds of venting. Here we go, starting now. Ladies, when you go to CIAA, I just got to tell you, leave.
Leave what?
Y'all really need to stop being real thirsty. It's something called diplomacy amongst women. Ladies, if you come there and you're hungry and thirsty for some D, find your own. Don't go after somebody that has someone with them. Now, that's just me. I just had to put that out there because one thing I learned at the age of 40 is this. We women can be single, and there's nothing wrong with that. But even if you are single and you are mingling and you are trying to meet someone, if it's a hookup for the night, if it's a brother that you're trying to get him to buy you a drink for the evening, carry yourself in a way where a brother wants to invite himself to introduce himself. And you don't have to do it showing all of the booty, the kitty cat, the cleavage, and having a dress up to your coochie. I'm just saying. I just had to, that was Ty Jones, the voice of the people, while her 2-minute, 2-second venting of what women should not do. Because what you're doing is, you're making it harder for the sisters that do know how to carry themselves with a touch of class. But let me just say this, we can carry ourselves with a touch of class, but I do not think that the Bronx is coming out of me because a straight ratchet will go after that ass. I just had to say that. And that's Ty Jones, the 2-minute, 2 seconds of venting. So here we go from here.
Let's go. Hey, Ty.
Yes, sir.
Since you want to vent, can we please tell the hood folks to stay up? Can we still please tell the hood folks to stay away? Because, I mean, there was no need to be pulling gunfire out in the CIAA.
I'm saying, yeah, 2 incidences, day parties. You know what? Let's go there. And this was youth. This was the younger generation. So I do thank God for this. And, Dean, you would love the fact that I will have to say Legends of Troy really did their thing at the day party. They did a great job, great orchestration, great organization. And all of our VSU people came out to represent. But there was mad people not from Virginia State hanging out at a VSU Legends of Troy day party. So people are loving VSU. So big shout-out to Legends of Troy. They really did their thing.
The Legends of Troy.
Yes. Shout out to Legends of Troy. They really did their thing at the day party. You know, Molly Mall was in the house, and Elkie was in the house, and Steph Dukes was in the house, and Mike Willis, Ricky Whitfield. We had just people from stages representing. We had some bruhs. Yo, Worm. You know who Worm is? The infamous Worm.
I know exactly who
Kenny
Worm
Washington.
Is.
Kenny Washington, Slickback, a pimp named Slickback, Worm, was in the house looking fabulous and healthy. Thank God for help. Worm really did look great. So just big shout out to Worm, big shout out to the Qs. I saw a few of the bros, and you know what? It just was a lovely situation to be amongst adults that nervous and had a great time, and it looked like it was pitch black dark up in there. I got up in there, and I forgot that it was daytime till we left. You know? So we did party with a purpose, and we had a...
So we had a great party, but then we had the folks acting stupid.
Well, you know, exactly. Sometimes some people don't get excited when they get around our people, and they don't know how to act. So... You know, I mean, one day they'll learn, hopefully.
Hopefully.
You know, I'm going to say hopefully. You know, some people just get excited when they get around us.
Now, they do, but let's just say this. You don't have to, you can be excited, and excitable is great, but what you don't want to do, you don't want to bring firearms with you to a place of festivities and commemorating an event such as HBCUs getting together to do one thing and one thing only, and that's play that game. And we're all supposed to be there to support that cause, because without those games, there would be no CIAA. Let's just say that.
Right.
Not only
exactly.
that,
some of us haven't.
We are already targeted. Black people are already being racially profiled for being ignorant, for doing ignorant things. And so don't add fuel to the fire by being a motherfucking ignorant nigga, okay? I'm putting it out there. Nigga comes in so many forms, and it's not just a black person. Nigga, that nigga shit, leave the nigga stuff at home. You could be Hispanic, white, Indonesian. I don't care what color or race or creed. Leave the niggadom, like Cat Williams say, leave the niggadom at home, okay? Leave
exactly.
the niggadom at home. Because people come there to get away from work, to get away from whatever stresses, and they come there to enjoy themselves. So we'll stop at that because this show is definitely dedicated to Keisha and Narissa today of Lay Down Flat Productions. But we did have to throw that in there because I do want people to know that, you know, there is nothing wrong with partying with a purpose. Because I did go to Coyote Joe's on Saturday. Me, Elkie, Molly Maw, Janine Green. Yo, we went straight gangster. Didn't have tickets. Showed up at the parking lot. Got tickets, yo. Like New York style. We just came in here like New York style. Like, yo, you got tickets? You got tickets, yo. I got two. Yeah, give me them two right there. I'm a cop two from you. And we was up in a party. So
amen.
It was a great thing. Circle of Friends. Big shout out to North Carolina Central University Circle of Friends. That was who was orchestrating the party on Saturday. Great orchestration, and it was amazing. Mark Lee, I'm going to need you to find out who I can get in touch with for the Circle of Friends because I want to be in Circle of Friends again.
We can get you there. You know I got some hookups, so
yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
Please see what you could do for the Circle of Friends because that party was off the chain, okay? That party was like Mardi Gras and everything in between. And I think I left there and had to go back and take a nap and stuff like pillows under my knees, some ice packs on the legs, and take two Aleve and take a nap because my mind says I'm 20, but my body is definitely catching up with me. So, yeah. It's interesting.
You need some of that cake.
It's interesting.
Apparently,
what do I need? I need some of that cake.
We all need some of that cake.
So, Keisha and Narissa, how can we get this cake on a regular?
Well, Ty, you always in Atlanta, so all you got to do is call me.
Wow.
Well, I want some of that cake. But let's just say this. Can people order the cake, like, online? Like, send y'all a message, and will y'all FedEx the cake so they got to pay for it? Like, how can people get this cake that are listening from other states and they want a piece of this cake? Or they want a cake, a whole entire cake for you to ship to them. How does that work?
Inbox me. Tell me what you want, what size you're looking for. We take the payment. We do PayPal. And
okay.
Send the cake off to you. And once you'll pay for the shipping, we'll ship it
anyway.
I'll
be looking for that cake, but I'm getting ready to bounce because I got to get ready to get out of here. But I'm going to definitely be looking for that cake.
Okay, Mark Lee, thanks for tuning in. And you can find the ladies on the Voice of the People page with Hewitt. I'm blessed. Okay, Mark? But thanks, Mark Lee,
right,
for calling in.
Sounds good.
All right, Pete.
Appreciate you, Mark.
Sounds good. Peace.
Bye, Mark.
So this is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. You can follow us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones, the Voice, Monday night, 8 p.m. We're going to be having actually a few other additions to this show. I just wanted Dean to know. I do have a young lady that is going to start coming on and doing a specialty show with us. I'll introduce her as when we put it together. But her name is Coach Rory. She's a life coach out of L.A.
Hey.
Coach Rory will be doing, she's going to be doing a specialty show on another night. So I want you guys to tune into that. It may be Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever night Rory chooses. But we're going to be having a specialty show one day of the week. Coach Rory is a life coach. She's well-versed in life coach. Over 15 years of experience. She's going to be an addition to the show. We also have a newscaster, and he's out of the Bronx, New York. He does news and sports radio, talk radio. He's going to be coming on and doing sports talk for us, and I'm looking forward to that. So the Voice of the People is gaining momentum. We're gaining popularity. People are actually listening and tuning in to us. And so we want to thank everyone for their listener support. And to keep our station going, eventually what I'm going to be doing is putting up posts for donations. I'm going to be putting up a FundMe fundraiser because in order to keep our station going, contributions are definitely welcome. This is my first time placing this out there to the public, but contributions are always welcome, and we are definitely thankful for all the support you guys give to us, and contributions are always welcome. So inquire with Dean Geronimo or Ty Jones inbox us on the Voice of the People page if you are interested in donating to keep this station and this program going. We definitely want to appreciate that. Dean Geronimo, any final thoughts for this evening?
Well, you know what? As I already said, we appreciate the ladies for rolling with us tonight. Same time, same channel. You already told them, Blog Talk Radio. Just want to say a little something about motivation, all right?
Now, yes, please.
Edward
please
DeBono said one very important aspect of motivation is the willingness to stop and to look at things that no one else is bothered to look at. The simple process of focusing on things that are normally taken for granted is a powerful source of creativity. So, you know, and another thing, if you must have motivation, just think of your paycheck on Friday. All right?
I know, right?
Dean Geronimo, I'll let you appreciate that.
Now, Dean Geronimo, that's the infamous gingerbread man and cameraman here every morning at 8 p.m. Dean Geronimo, producer of The Voice of the People. I want to thank Dean. He is one of those just, you know what, I have to say, I'll just say this, I'll add this there. Dean Geronimo has been like a ride or die with me from the very beginning. I will have to say I thank God for Dean. When I first came across him, actually to approach him for a producer for the show, it was very spontaneous. It was one of those nights where I was interviewing Team Tailgate from Virginia State University, mm-hmm. and I just instantly messaged him. I said, "Hey, can you talk on the show tonight too?" And he was like, "Look at you, last minute." And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." But he jumped right in, and the rest is history. So I just definitely want to thank Dean for being one of those men of valor. He stepped in when assistant needed him and just took the ball and ran with it, you know. So a big shout-out to Dean Geronimo. He's always been a great support for the Voice of the People. And I totally do appreciate the VSU love because he does do that. Now, with that said, coming up next week, we have something that I love to talk about. We're going to be talking about sex. We're going to be talking about love. And we've got the infamous Nakima Lee is going to be in the building with us. That is our, she's always telling people she is fabulously delicious, okay? Miss Delicious Nakima Lee, she's got a book being sold on Amazon.com. Miss Nakima will be in the studio next week talking about love, sex, and intimacy. She's definitely a relationship coach. She does erotica performances and travels with Spot Nation. She's based in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she will be in the building. This is a reoccurring guest that comes to talk about sex with us. So you know what? Tune in for that. If you got questions, comments, you might not even like what we got to say. Guess what? It's okay. You know, everybody's entitled to an opinion. But if you have any questions that you see fit to ask or comments, then you definitely want to tune in next week for Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk will be next Monday, 8 p.m. We also have Joshua Butler. He is a politician and works with politicians in Atlanta, Georgia. He's going to be talking about black love and relationships. He's going to actually be sitting in with Nakima. So it's going to be a little bit of a double whammy. Joshua was talking about black love and relationships, and Nakima's going to add a little bit of Pillow Talk on there. So both of them will be our guests next week. So it's going to be a juicy discussion. You don't want to miss it. If you have questions or comments, or maybe you just want to listen, call 914-338-0659. That is 914-338-0659. Call in to listen or call in for questions or comments and talk to Dean, Ty Jones, or the fabulously delicious Nakima Lee, along with our guest, Joshua Butler, and that's going to happen. Narissa and Keisha James, thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Any final comments that you ladies would like to express to your listeners tonight?
Just want to thank you so much for the opportunity for having us on, and we just want to let people know we're out here to meet your needs. That's the whole purpose of Lay Down Flat when you hire us. It's one-stop shop. Tell us your vision, give us a budget, and you can lay down and relax, and we got you.
Lay down and relax. I don't even know if I like that. I like it, But you know, you got to
ain't nothing wrong with laying down flat.
Ain't nothing wrong with laying down, but we just got to know what kind of
No. She said lay down flat, right? That's
well,
what
you can
lay down
flat
and mean a lot
however
of things.
You're comfortable.
Let's just say
depends on weight. Depends on what you're laying on.
Yeah, that does. You know what? I think you know what it is right now. We are playing with words, and so what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna clean it.
You say you're gonna clean it up for what? There's no kids listening. I don't think so. Anyway.
Flat on a flat in a what do you call those chairs? Those lawn chairs, on a beach, on a blanket, on a kayak, whatever you call those things, anything that has to do with the outdoors or indoors, lay it down, be flat, lay like lettuce. That's even more appropriate. Lay like lettuce.
No,
the ladies do the rest. How about that? How's that sound, Dean?
You know what? You just.
What
I'm gonna leave it alone right now. You know what? I'm just gonna leave that alone
ladies,
right now.
What do you
heard
think?
What they said.
Okay, so Keisha and Arisa, what do y'all think? What did I do?
That worked for me. It sounds good.
It sounds good.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good. So the women of Lay Down Flat Productions are telling everybody, lay like lettuce, chill out, have a glass of wine or your favorite
something, huh?
whatever it is that you're sipping on, they're gonna serve you with the best and excellent service provided, along with some tantalizing treats like this rum cake that we are definitely endorsing on the Voice of the People tonight. So with that said, we want to thank the ladies of Lay Down Flat Productions for being a part of the show tonight. They're based out of ATL. If you want to find out more information, go to the Voice of the People page on Facebook. We've left several links for you to contact them from I'm Blessed, as well as their phone number where they can be reached, and we will reiterate it. It's 404-828-0660, and the number is on the website. Now, brothers, I just got to put it out there. Do not call that number after 9 p.m., or you're going to have some problems. The only reason I say that is one of those sisters is packing, and she knows how to use that gun, okay? And she does serve in the military. She does know how to tote a gun and use it. So I think you might not want to call that number after 9 p.m., okay? She's a G.I. Jane, and definitely want to salute her for being a woman of who's serving her country and serving it well. And Keisha, how long have you been in, serving your country?
15 years now.
Wow.
Thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your service, Keisha. And so when you enlisted, did you see yourself going this far with your with a career in the U.S. Army?
Actually, I did. Initially, when I enlisted, I knew that it was going to be a 20-year career.
So you got 5 more years to go, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
So then within the 5 years, how old will you be, if you don't mind me asking? How old
will
you be when you retire? Like, you're going to retire a young woman. Like,
she's
if you say 20 years,
to retire.
You're still going
to
be
that's
young.
That's it right there.
Say that again.
She said you're going to be old enough to retire, right?
Like
that's how old you're going to be.
Nah,
you know what? You're being nosy. See, stop. Shh.
I'm going to
nosy. You're not supposed to do that right there.
Career.
Well, look, she's just going to tell me. She's going to be what? What's she going to be, Miss Lady?
I'm going to be young enough,
enough
to start a second and a third career.
Boom.
Thank
there
God
is.
For that. So there it is. There it is. And Miss Keisha is a woman that is really doing her thing. Narissa is too. Serving her country as well as having the entrepreneurial spirit, both Narissa and Keisha, to do what they do best with Laid Out Flat Productions based in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to thank you ladies for being part of our show. We definitely want to continue to support you in all you do. So please keep us informed on your events. Definitely want to know about Carnival. So whenever you get the information about where you're going to be, if you're going to have a booth or whatever, please share it with us on my page or the Voice of the People page, so that way we can share it with others. We would love that. And we definitely want to thank you. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Miss Narissa, any final thoughts from you this evening?
Just check us out, support us, and we're definitely here to cater to your needs.
I like you. Thank you, Ms. Narissa and Ms. Keisha, for being a part of the show. And my final thought for this evening is this. In life comes laughter and love. Always embrace those that embrace you. Love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And remember this. If you do anything in life, make sure to put God first. And when you do step out and do a production or an event or anything that is giving something glory, give it 100%. Give it 110%, because you only have one life to live. So live it to the fullest, and if you do something, give it your best. This is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. I want to thank our guests this evening. Next week is Pillow Talk, 8 p.m. next week on www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones The Voice, 8 p.m. Call in to the studio. God bless you, and good night.
Peace and blessings.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Good night.
That's a stop.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of the People. This next week at 8 p.m. Same time, same channel, 914-338-0659.